Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here, talk with Tom Haberstroh from Bleacher Report. I've mentioned this several times today. He's got a very interesting article posted there. The title is "The San Antonio Spurs Just Miami Heated Themselves into Mediocrity." Tom Haberstroh joining us right now. Hello, Tom.
I mean, I don't write the headlines, but that might as well just say the Heat are garbage.
I said to Crowder earlier in the show, I'm like, it's a very insulting headline for Miami Heat fans.
Goodness gracious.
Because in nowadays, I do think a lot of writers actually do write their own headlines. There's not many editors anymore when it comes to newspaper. Now, Bleacher Report may be a little different, but you didn't mean it that way, Tom?
No. In fact, the headline that I sent to my editors when I filed the story was "The Heat are stuck in the middle, not mediocre," which is a different connotation. I feel like mediocre is much harsher than middle, which is, I mean, undeniably the Heat have been in the middle since LeBron left. I mean, that's undeniable. Mediocre, it's a little harsher, and I felt like, I'm going to get so much feedback from my Miami friends for this one.
And it's not, I don't think anyone's blasting you though, like, because I think we all understand what the Heat are, unfortunately. We were talking earlier in the show, you know, if Dwayne Wade doesn't come back, and I'm not telling you he's a game changer, but if Dwayne Wade does not come back, they are devoid of exciting, interesting personalities.
Yeah, and I just heard that the Palm Beach Post has decided not to cover the Miami Heat full-time next year, which when I was down there for the Heat Index, that would be asinine. That would be crazy to suggest that in 2018 this team would just be a two-paper team. And even though they made the playoffs, even though they still have Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley there and Dwayne Wade was there, the faces seem the same. But I guess there's just not enough juice. Like, it's not as big of a story as it used to be, and I get it. Like, LeBron's not there and Chris Bosh is not there, but I just kind of hoped that, like, there would be enough interesting or enough juice in the Miami Heat organization and that team that it would require more than that coverage.
Yeah, we talked about that this week as well. In fact, we had Tom DeAngelo, who was their beat writer last season, on yesterday to talk about it a little bit. And obviously, it's you know, the financial realities of a newspaper, and a newspaper, you know, based in Palm Beach, not in Miami or Fort Lauderdale. But they've decided to go with beat writers for only two entities this upcoming season, and it's the Dolphins and the Hurricanes. And they'll, you know, they've got a news sharing agreement with the Miami Herald. So, and they'll cover obviously big games and whatnot, but they'll have no practice coverage and no beat reporter. No one will travel with the Miami Heat. And it is a testament to what the team has become post LeBron.
Right. And that's kind of what I was getting at in the story for Bleacher Report. It's not a hit piece on the Spurs or the Heat. It's a calculated decision by Pat Riley and Greg Popovich, RC Buford for the GM of the Spurs, is like, hey, we're going to lose Kawhi, we're going to lose LeBron, but screw it. We're going to go for it, and we're going to try to put out a winning team, and everyone's going to want us to tank, but we don't have the stomach for that. We're going to put out winning teams. And the good thing is the Heat have largely done that. They've been in the playoffs two out of the last 4 years, but when you don't have, like, the next Dwayne Wade through the pipeline, you kind of thought it might have been Hassan Whiteside until things went sideways there. But, like, if there isn't that really exciting young player, it's hard to sell tickets. It's hard to fill seats. The Heat are such a great organization and fill the seats regardless. But the San Antonio Spurs are looking down the future of this organization. Trading Kawhi Leonard for an all-star, DeMar DeRozan, feels a lot like what happened in Miami when I was there, which is, hey, LeBron left, well, screw that. We're going to try to keep winning, and we're going to do it without him. And sometimes that works out, and you make the playoffs, and other times you miss the playoffs, you give up your picks, You're all capped out. And when guys are becoming free agents, you swing. You don't have the cap space to chase after them. And it just becomes this kind of, we're locked into being a fringe playoff team, which is what I think the Spurs are now.
And, Tom, like you're talking about, this is Popovich and Pat Riley. These are Hall of Fame basketball minds. Is it ego? Like, why would they know what's going to happen? Why would they say, hey, we're just going to go to the playoffs? That's our goal.
Yeah, well, I think it's notable that, you know, Sam Hinkie, when he took over the Philadelphia 76ers, he was not 70 years old doing that. This was his first, like, GM job. And he had a lot longer time, time span to build this thing. And so he was able to say, hey, look, I know we're going to be, just garbage for 3 years, but like in year four and five, like when Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and all these other top picks come to fruition and they get into the primes, like we're going to be pretty darn good. Like, I don't think Popovich and Pat Riley have the stomach to do that when they're in their late 60s, early 70s. And you know what? They're more accomplished than any other exec, maybe Phil Jackson combined. I mean, they're just so much more decorated and successful in their careers. They've earned that right. The issue is for fans, like, they need to have that next star in the pipeline. LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan, Goran Dragic, Hassan Whiteside, those are known quantities. What people really get excited about is the Joel Embiid, is the Giannis Antetokounmpos, is the Donovan Mitchells of the NBA. And right now, the Spurs just don't have that, and the Heat are still searching for that guy.
Tom Haberstroh from Bleacher Report is with us. You can check out Bleacher Report for his article, The San Antonio Spurs Just Miami Heated Themselves into Mediocrity. It's an excellent clickbait article. It's, I mean, not clickbait in the pejorative sense. It happens to be clickworthy when you see Miami Heat being used as a verb there, an adjective, whatever it is. I don't know what that is. Is that a verb? Miami heated themselves? Is that a verb or an adjective?
It's an action word.
Yeah.
What they did was they just pulled a Heat. Yeah, I guess.
But like, pulled a Heat.
But this is the tough thing about being in the NBA is that it is hard to lose a lot of games on purpose. Like, it's hard. It's sad. It's difficult. It's not fun to lose games. And Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra just won a couple titles. And for them to be like, yeah, we're good. We're just going to tank and get a good draft pick and hopefully we get a Joel Embiid or a Ben Simmons. Like, that's hard to do. That's hard. From a human perspective, that is not fun. And it's going to take a lot of time, which they, you know, are impatient by nature. These are competitors. And so in the timeline of the NBA, like, there are cycles and there's just, you know, being a Charlotte Hornets fan and a Miami Heat fan, it's kind of hard to look at the future and get super, super excited compared to, like, some other teams who have really good young prospects because they're picking top 10 overall. I give you the Dallas Mavericks with Luka Doncic, the Atlanta Hawks with Trae Young. Like, those are bankable stars because they got him in the top five.
Now, what do you make of yesterday's trade? It seems like both major pieces, Kawhi and DeMar DeRozan, are unhappy with that. That's a strange outcome, isn't it?
I would say it's not strange that players are unhappy about leaving their home. In the case of Kawhi Leonard, he was very happy to leave his home in San Antonio. But, you know, he had no leverage, almost no leverage in that situation because he didn't have a no-trade clause, right? The team could trade him anywhere they wanted, and he would have no say in it. So that was the interesting thing about making a trade demand and saying, I want to go to the Lakers. The Spurs don't have to do that. The Spurs do have no obligation to trade him to anywhere he wants. And the Spurs said, you know what? We're trading you to Toronto. The DeMar DeRozan is like the Dwayne Wade of that organization. Like, he is a Raptors lifer. He's their all-time leader in points and minutes and everything. That's a tough pill to swallow for him. But ultimately, I think this time next year, he's going to be happy he's in the Spurs organization because they're going to treat him well. I think time will heal those wounds, and we're going to look at this and say, oh, yeah, Kawhi and DeMar were really upset at first, but they're going to be okay.
Tom, as the new players' approach to the game or their approach to their contracts or teams they're on is different from the past. I think just the whole NBA Players Association, they're gaining more power. Do the teams have to adjust to combat that where the players are really, I think LeBron started it, like, I'm going to play wherever I want to, whenever I want to, for how much I want to, and y'all have to deal with that. How does the teams combat that?
Yeah, I mean, they thought that having a supermax would help, right? In the last CBA, in 2013, or 2016, they negotiated a supermax, which would give the hometown team an advantage and be able to give you an extra year and a lot more money. And guess what? For Boogie Cousins, he was like, I don't care, I'm out. Kawhi Leonard, I don't care, I'm out. Paul George, I don't care, I'm out. And for a lot of those guys, they'd rather be in a situation where they want to be, not necessarily where the most money is on a contract basis. So the teams, they tried to legislate that in there, which is like, hey, we need to be able to hold on to our stars because LeBron and KD and all these guys are leaving. But it's almost kind of backfired where a lot of guys are deciding, you know what? I know you have that supermax, but I don't want to be tied to this organization. I want to have autonomy over my career. And for all of us outside of sports, like, we get it. We make our decisions. If two people offer us jobs, we get to decide where we want to go. And when NBA players do it, it's a little harder just because we're not used to it. But yes, I think this is a new era where players are getting a lot more autonomy, and it's cool to do it now. And that's a big thing. LeBron James, when he came to Miami Heat, it was not cool. But then he won two titles, and then he went back to Cleveland and was beloved in Cleveland when he won another title. So I think it gave a lot of players around him agency to do that because LeBron did it, and now it's okay to take the matters in their own hands. And you saw DeMarcus Cousins going to the Warriors. I mean, yeah, there was a little bit of like, man, that's crazy that he did that. I hate DeMarcus Cousins. But ultimately, I think it's good for the league because that player movement is what really drives the attention and the entertainment in this industry.
Tom Haberstroh, Bleacher Report. Apropos of nothing, I was on Tom Haberstroh's timeline this morning on Twitter, and he retweeted Bob Ryan, who had an all-time great tweet. And the way Tom retweeted it was saying, I just love that Bob Ryan woke up on a summer morning in Rhode Island and felt the need to get this tweet off. Bob Ryan, formerly of the Boston Globe, tweeted, if I had to play a basketball game for my life tonight and the only center available was Dwight Howard, I'd play with four. It's an excellent tweet by Bob Ryan, excellent retweet by Tom Haberstroh, and it says volumes, I really think. Apropos of nothing. Thank you for making time for us, Tom. I got such a kick out of that retweet this morning. I thought that was so great.
Oh, man, without Bob Ryan, I wouldn't be firing off that tweet. So you really got to thank Bob Ryan for that amazing, amazing random just pot shot at Dwight Howard, who's gotten a lot of pot shots recently. He got waived twice, basically, in the last year or so. So this is it's an amazing tweet from Bob. But thanks for having me on, guys. It's always good to come back to Miami Sports Radio.
We appreciate it. Always enjoy talking to him. Tom Haberstroh. Read his stuff at Bleacher Report. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Haberstroh. Excellent and entertaining and interesting. I love that Bob Ryan tweet. I just think that is so great. Just out of nowhere in the morning. Like, you know, if I had to play a basketball game for my life and the only center was Dwight Howard, I'd play with four.
I'm worried about Bob's health. How do you wake up hating on a
right?
man?
Like, that's crazy. But that shows you, because most people will tell you, most teams have told you, we prefer to play without Dwight Howard, right? Wherever he's gone, they figure out a way to get rid of him. They want to play without Dwight Howard. Bob Ryan takes it a step further. My life is in the balance. I'd prefer to play without Dwight Howard. I'll go without a center.
We'll figure it out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.